This is Growing Native, and I'm Petey Mosquiti. It's the season of dry grasses and annual forbs that have delivered their seed and are done. It may rain again, but that won't change the drying and dying of grasses and annuals, though rain, of course, would be wonderful, and I love the smell of rain on old grass and old leaves. But it's a beautiful time of year for sure. Mesquite beans are beautiful, drying and dangling from branches. They dry to yellow, but, you know, they have some wonderful color changes getting there, starting with that fresh green. And a lot of times you'll see bright red bean pods, but finally yellow. I picked a yellow but still pliable bean the other day and chewed on it, and it was just delicious, so sweet. It's in that flesh around the seed. You know, and later that day I went in and had to remind myself the names of all that flesh. The outside of the mesquite pod is the exocarp, duh, PT. Then the mesocarp, oh yeah, I knew that. And then the endocarp that surrounds the seed. When I worked in the nursery business up in Tucson, I grew a lot of mesquites. I mean, probably a cabillion, okay? I gathered still pliable beans and with sharp clippers cut the length of that bean pod a little ways into, you know, in from the margin, into the flesh. And you can get really good at cutting just the edge of the endocarp, which is like a small envelope holding the seed. And so you've cut an opening in the endocarp all up and down the bean pod length, and with the tip of your clipper blade, you can pop out the mesquite seed. It's wonderful. And like so much seed collecting and cleaning, somewhat addicting, and as friends who have done this with me, they'll attest. And one nice thing about much plant propagation is when done with another person or two, you can jabber and still get the job done. Hey, recently, Ms. Mosquiti and I drove into the nearby hills to poke around. I'm trying to ease myself out of the growing plant business, which is not to say I'm going to quit enjoying plants. There's way too much to learn. But no more growing, please. Okay. Hey, it's the season of gamble acorns falling and some Arizona white oaks and gray oaks still dropping acorns. But gambles right now. But I found some gray oaks falling. Why did we have to see these acorns? I asked Ms. Mosquiti as we filled a plastic bag with gray oak acorns. Ay, this is going to be a long process. Hey, in among those dry plants, meanwhile, back at home, are some interesting goosefoots, plants in the goosefoot family, Chenopodiaceae, actually the namesake plants of that family, the Chenopodiums. One native, Chenopodium desiccatum, narrowleaf goosefoot, and one non-native, Chenopodium album, lamb's quarters, the edible green, certainly by indigenous people who adopted it rather quickly. Oh, there were so many goosefoots eaten by indigenous people and Ewell Gibbons. But listen, I made a wonderful find right along the Ojolote one day when taking a walk with the dogs. Chenopodium ambroisioides epazote. Yeah, epazote. Whoa, I said when I saw the rich green tall weed growing in the sand on the bank. I rubbed the leaves and oh yeah, epazote, what a smell. Oh, sort of like yuck, but give me some more smell. Oh yeah, it started out, this plant, in the tropics, but it's all over North America, sometimes called Mexican tea. I like what the writer, author, cook Diana Kennedy said, what she learned about it. To cook a pot of black beans without it is unthinkable. Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, somewhere else I read, and I couldn't remember where I read this, it jazzes up the jazzes the flavor and reduces the flatus. That is sweet. Yeah, reduces the flatus. So beans with no flatus, I mean, that's no flatulence. That's a sort of unthinkable, unheard of. But there's more. Epazote is a vermifuge. It dispels the worms in your intestine. It has a long use in many cultures of doing that. And besides being a flavor and a wormer, it's a wormer, a tea can be made to drink to cure chills and nerves. And did I tell you the name Keno is goose, pod is foot, Chenopodium goosefoot. Ambroisioides means it's similar to ambrosia, the genus of ragweed, of burr sages. Yeah. Epazote is so easy to grow. If you want to, you got to grow it. And you can dispel your body of worms, please. Or you can jazz up a pot of beans and reduce the flatus. I don't know if that's fun or not. Oh, my goodness. The desert is a hoot. The desert is beautiful, my friends. Yes, it is. Hey, I'm Petey Mosquiti, and this has been Growing Native.